Okay, so we have Simon Chav Ches Hilchos Sefer Torah Shar Sefer Kodesh. The halachos of a Sefer Torah and other Sefer Kodesh about Yud Gimel Seifim. Mitzvah say, Al Kol Ish Mi Yisrael Lichtav Lo Sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah say on every Yid from Klal Yisrael to write a Sefer Torah. Shenemar Va'at Tekisu Luchem Es Ashira Azoyis. You should write this Shira. V'kibul Chachamino Zecharon Lebracha Perusha Lichtav Es Kol HaTorah Sheyesh Pa Hashira. You're supposed to write the whole Torah, which has Shira. Vafilu Yarash Sefer Torah Me Aviv. Even if somebody yarshes the Sefer Torah from his father, mitzvah lichta mishaloi. It's a mitzvah for him to write it on his own. I mean, it's not just a mitzvah to have a Sefer Torah; it's a mitzvah to write it yourself. Let's say you rent a sefer, which is what most people do to write a Sefer Torah. Aisha Knoi. Or you buy it from him, and there was a mistake, and you fixed it. It's as if you wrote the Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. You can make a Shelas Chacham. It's a mitzvah on every person to buy Shar Sifrei Kodesh that you can learn from them. Going Mikra, Mishnu, Gemara, Paiskim, Shilam, Mitaychon. And also you should buy them so you can lend it to others. I don't know about the Art Scroll app for $2.99. If there's a mitzvah for that, Machairo.
You
Mishani
can learn
Yodim
from it.
Masek. What?
Can learn from it.
Yeah, Lachairo. Mishani Yodim
So.
Masek is looking at Sefer Torah, Begam Sharsif Lima. Let's say you can't afford it. Azaya Svarim Shane Latarif Limud Hain Kaidman. So then Svarim that you need to learn from, come first. Hamar Rav Sedez Zuchan Lebracha V'Tzidkasa Yemedes La'ad Yitzidaka stands forever. Zeh HaKosev Worden HaKoyne Svarim U'Mashilin L'Achirim. That's somebody who buys Svarim and lends them to other people. So that Tzidkas goes forever. Gimel Chayev Adam Linoi Kavod Gadol B'Sefer Torah. A person is chayev to have major to show major kavod to go out. So we probably said this last year, but Chaim Kanievsky tried to write his own Sefer Torah, and then when he realized it was taking too much time, so he stopped and he commissioned it to somebody else to write it. Gimel Chayev Adam Linoi Kavod B'Gadol B'Sefer Torah. You have to give great kavod. Mitzvah liyachad leimakom, and it's a mitzvah to miyachad a
We
place of
don't
a
have
Sefer
that
Torah.
excuse because we're not him.
That's I didn't want to say, but yeah, that's yeah, yeah. It shouldn't be that hard to make to
Speak
do
for
it, man.
yourself.
It doesn't have to be. I don't think it has to be like the most mahuder Sefer Torah, but I think it was. I don't know. Certain things we just
Not
don't
era
do.
to write a puzzle Sefer Torah.
You're not going to write a pasul. You write a kosher.
Not if you don't do
Mitzvah liyachad
it.
leimakom, and it's a mitzvah
I say, why do you need to write it? And saying, "Yeah, shliach, what's wrong?"
because it's a mitzvah for each person to write.
What is this? Shukufa?
I don't know. I don't know, but that's
Yeah, but why
I
can't it
mean,
be a
obviously
shliach?
with
Is it a
Torah,
shliach
obviously
the same way you're writing it?
what?
A shliach is the same way you're writing it.
Right, but we obviously that's what we do hold, but it's
And
there's
we hold
better
the pen and
options,
whatever and give
and
an
it's certainly better
opinion.
if you commission the Paiskim say that it's better to commission somebody to write a Sefer Torah for you than to just go buy one that's already pre-written, right? Okay, Chayev Adam Linoi Kavod Gadol B'Sefer Torah. It's a person is chayev to have major Kavod Gadol with the Sefer Torah. Mitzvah liyachad leimakom, hu lechaber es hamakom hu v'lahadre b'yoser. And you should be mechaber that place and make it nice. V'lo yara keneged Sefer Torah. Don't spit opposite the Sefer Torah. V'lo yachad Sefer Torah b'loy mitfachas. And you shouldn't hold a Sefer Torah, meaning the actual klaf. With a cloth. Araya is a nice Sefer Torah. If you see somebody carrying a Sefer Torah, tzach lami lefanav, you have to stand up in front. Atche yachnis is a Sefer Torah lemakom until the Sefer Torah goes to its place. Hayach ein araya oid or unless until you don't see it. Aves a knesses b'shoshem mitzvah machnisan a Sefer Torah in a shul when they take out the Sefer Torah they bring it back in. Mitzvah lachol mi sheveras lefanav. We already said this last week. It's a mitzvah on anybody that it passes in front of him lelavoisa ad mekayma to escort it to its place. Same thing with the one who does Hagbah, V'goylel, Yahulu Lavoisa should also go to Bimelavet. Dalid, Afilu Shar Sifrei Kodesh, Imunachim al Safsal, even other Sifrei Kodesh, meaning not just a Sefer Torah, that are put on a on a bench,
Yeah.
right? So they are, so that, yeah, so lost the place. Yeah, filu shatzer because shemunacham al asazel also leishiv al safsel zois. You're not allowed to sit on that bench. Hela im asvarim munacham al ezed dover shekuvayel lachol pas tefach. It has to be if the svarim are on something that is at least the height of a tefach, then that's enough. That's considered on a different level. Mikosh again to also leniel svarim agavi karka, and of course you can't put svarim on the karka on the ground. And the lo yini yachadam sefer al pirukov, and a person shouldn't put svarim on his knees. Ushnei atzilei yadav, and a person shouldn't put his elbows on it. B'shas atchak mutter leishav agavi teva sheyesh b'shar sefer kodesh, but at b'shas atchak it's mutter to sit on a box that has svarim in it. Aval im yesh bo sefer Torah aser, meaning you have a storage box and you have svarim in it. So can you sit down on top of it? It's b'shas atchak you're allowed to, but not if there's a sefer Torah in it. You're allowed to take chumashim, that's chamisha chumshei Torah, and put it on top of neviim ksuvim. V'chein ksuvim agavi neviim, meaning you go in the order. Neviim agavi ksuvim and neviim on top of ksuvim. Aval ein manichun neviim ksuvim agavi chumashim. You don't put neviim ksuvim on top of chumashim. Hey, sifrei Torah shebala. Oh, so there's a lot here. The Aruch HaShulchan says that this whole din, because you see guys walking around Beis Medrash taking chumash and putting it up. Aruch HaShulchan says that's all if it's on a cloth, if it's on regular print that we have nowadays, that it does not apply. And also, that if you need to put your elbows on top of the sefer in order to write, and et cetera, then it's also allowed. Hey, Sefer Torah Shebala, Gainzen Esau. Sefer Torah that got decayed, so you do Gneza. V'chein shar svarim v'kisvei kodesh, same thing with other svarim v'kisvei kodesh, with tashmishi kedusha, and other tashmishi kedusha. They all need to go into Shemus, as they call it, and also the sarfon, you're not allowed to burn them. Fine. And then there's lots and lots of shilas with what's considered sifrei kodesh, what's not. And the biggest question is the parsha sheets and the test from school. So really that's Torah. So really it needs to go into Seamus. But there is a shita that says it was only printed for temporary use. It's unclear who that shita is, but they say if it's only printed for temporary use, then you're allowed to wrap it up and dispose. But there really is no source for that. You're not allowed to throw them out, even if it's halacha and agada. You can't even put it face down. And if you do find it face down, you have to turn it over. So people are busy turning svarim over that are face down. I'm saying we print on both sides of the page. This halacha is when it was on one side of the page. So if it's face down, it's a bad thing. But if it's here, if you put it one way, then half the pages, meaning either way you put it, half the pages are facing down. So it seems like it's not as big a deal as it once was.
No,
Zion.
but people put the svarim to hold the page upside down, so they could just close it and it would be fine.
That's true. It's a different story, but I'm saying when you see a sefer face down on the table, so turning it over, I don't know what that helps. I mean, yes, you should put the cover of the sefer up, but that's about it. Fine. Zayin ain lahashin mayim b'fnei svarim. You're not supposed to urinate in front of svarim. If they're higher than 10 tefachim, then you would be allowed to. Ches ain lasis mapos and me'ilim. You cannot make mappas and me'ilim. What do you call mappas and me'ilim? They're covers or clothing. The davar shebe kedusha, mi davar shenishtamish behedya. Meaning, you want to take it, make a sefer Torah cloth or whatever it is. So you can't just make it out of something that was used by a hedya, that was used for mundane purposes. But if you already did it, then it's mutter. But if it's something that was used for avodah zara, afilu b'di'evet also, then even for b'di'evet is also.
So it has to be made l'shem mitzvah. It has to be made like using a bima cover. It has to be made l'shem mitzvah.
It doesn't have to be done the shem mitzvah. You just can't use it. Well, I don't know if a bima cover. Mappas and Me'ilim means for the actual Sefer Torah. Oh no, I don't know. Maybe Taka means the Bima. A Mappa. You're right. I think a Mappa. It doesn't have to be done l'shem. It just can't be have. You can't take your old jacket and decide to use it for.
Like you could go into the store and buy a carpet, and you say, "Okay, now I want to use that as the Bima cover because it's a
If it
beautiful
was never,
carpet."
if it was never, yeah. If it was never used,
If it was
it
never
would.
used.
Was never used, yeah. Now I don't know if you define being never used as somebody trying it in the store. I don't know if that's defined as used. Not sure.
Yakis have a wimple. They use it from the breast of the chasana.
Right, but there, that was used for some sort of kedusha. No, not if, however you define kedusha. Oh, so Tess is an important din also. A lot of important dinim in this tonight. Also, l'shtamish b'sefer lahana. You're not allowed to use a sefer for your own hana. Lahana, say, I'm sorry, for your own hana. Again, lahamid lahagin b'nei achama. Let's say you're walking in the sun, and you want to protect yourself, so you put the sefer over your eyes. Or if you want to hide behind your friend, meaning you're in besmeresh, you want to text, so you put the sefer, you hide behind the sefer. So that's not allowed.
I heard
Avalima
that.
what?
I heard somebody made like one of the gedolim had an etzah to like if you don't want to see the women who are not properly dressed, then you make the brocha, you put the sefer in front, cover your
Okay,
eyes.
but that's for Lepoyer.
Use
Interesting.
another sefer as like a to prop up your other sefer, like as almost like a shtender.
Oh, so that the Mishabura says you're allowed to do. No, Mishabura says you're allowed to do that. Because again,
You
it's a Torah
can
mitzvah. I
hold the
think that's true.
safer up a little bit to, so someone doesn't see you.
That's what it says. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's why I have you, Naftali.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aval, but im Hashem is derachas al sefer shu loymed bai. But if the sun is shining on the sefer you're learning, mutalagin but sefer acher kiven sheino oisel hanosei. So then you're allowed to protect it. You're allowed to protect one sefer with another sefer because you're not doing it for your hana. You're doing it for the hana of the sun, not ruining the sefer.
What am I protecting you?
No, he says you're not allowed to do that. Meaning, if it's for you to be able to read the sefer, then that's not your hana. That's a hana. I mean, it is ultimately your hana, but it's your hana for learning. So then it's okay. Right? Fine. Here he says it. Right? I forgot. There was a Mishnah that for sure said it. I forgot. I've just totally see that. Yeah. You can put it under there, but it's there. It's for tzayrich halimud. I mean, I don't know why else you would do it. So yesh lahater. Aval ein lo niach sefer b'sayich sefer acher shle yitzdar l'chapis acher kach mochim limude. Oh, right. So this many people do. You should not put a sefer inside your sefer so that you don't have to find your. You mean using one sefer as a bookmark for the other? Because here. That's considered for you, even though you might say, "Well, it's a benefit of the Torah because let's say I'm able to find my place, so I'm going to get a few more seconds of Torah in."
Less bitul Torah.
Right. So that doesn't seem to be part of the equation. Okay. Lo yisar today's a kuntres ala sefer. You should not, meaning sirtut means to scratch a kuntres on a sefer. Meaning don't write notes basically. With your notes on top of a sefer, there's no kedusha in your kuntres until you write. I mean, if you put a blank piece of paper on top of a gemara to write notes, so that blank piece of paper is mundane until you actually make it into kedusha. You shouldn't leave paper in your gemara to protect it, right? So what the Olam does is that they put the paper in the back of the sefer, so it's not. It's they say it's not part of the sefer. So it seems like from the kitzer, what you have to do is before you want to write your blank paper on the put it down on top of your gemara like a bachur and shir or whatever it is. So you should write some a Torah on it. Now it already has the din of a sefer.
Can you try like the Siyata Dishmaya in the corner?
I don't know if Siyata Dishmaya helps with this. I don't know. Probably not. Probably not. Somebody who makes Kisvei Kodesh get lost, meaning he destroys them. Don't destroy Hashem, meaning you destroy Avodah Zarah, not Hashem. You have to make a macha on Sfarim binders. Because they put into the luchas, into the spine of the books, Kisvei Kodesh, they put Kisvei Kodesh there. For some reason, if you look at old books, you have all these old newspapers that they use on the spine. So you cannot use other Kisvei Kodesh to put there. Let's say you're giving them to a guy to bind them. That you have to take the old covers and you have to put them in Shemesh. That he shouldn't put them into a weekday, or not a weekday, meaning a mundane sefer. Meaning, point is that even the covers of Svarim have Kedusha. Right? Okay, we'll stop there and we'll start
What
recording.
about I see some people put the pencil in the middle of the sefer where there is no writing.
Yeah, that would be that would also be a problem, I would think. No?
What's the problem? Yeah.
Cover that fell off has to be Seamus.
Yes, cover. Yeah, people don't know that, but yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Not what we're talking about now, but a talus bag, Seamus.
Talis bag is not Seamus because the talis is not considered chashuv enough.
Say Shabbos, what time is
Talis
this
and
year?
Tefillin. We use your talis and Tefillin.
We're doing another one now.
Oh, we do another one now?
You got to do a
We
double. No,
use your
Thursday
talis.
night.
Okay,
We
well, I'm
use
a little
yeah.
rusty. Yeah, I don't cop that. Okay, I'm not going
The
anywhere.
talis
All
bag
right,
uses
good.
talis and Tefillin.
No, because the Tefillin's in a bag.
Oh, different.
Right, so that's why you don't.